Hi, it's Doon here, your host and hype girl. And before we dive into today's episode, I want you to take a hot second to reflect. What's that passion, unique experience, or knowledge you have itching to be shared with the world? For me, it's always been about guiding you and cheerleading incredible women to start your businesses. So what's your thing? You see, everyone's got something they excel at, something they just can't stop talking about. And it turns out that one of the best ways to monetize those passions is through sharing that thing with the world as a digital course product. My life's work has been to chat with more than 600, 7, 8, and 9-figure e-commerce founders. And it's through those conversations that have led me to creating a foolproof playbook and my go-to guide for early-stage founders in the form of my first ever digital program, E-commerce Fundamentals. But it wouldn't have been possible without Thinkific. The beauty of this platform lies in its simplicity. Cute templates and a super easy to use editor. No coding headaches, no tech-induced stress, just pure focus on what matters most, the content. So if you've ever been curious about building a course to teach your passion, this is the way to do it. The genuine support from the Thinkific team turns it from this lonely, confusing headache into the most fulfilling and easy project. Go to the link in my show notes to get a free trial on me.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, it's just me popping in with a quick message to wish you and your loved ones a beautiful break this festive season. I hope you're able to take some time for yourself to recharge and reset and come back full of energy in 2023. Over the next few weeks, our team will all be taking a much needed break and you'll be hearing the best episodes from 2022. When I look back over this year, there were just so many amazing episodes. It was near impossible to choose just one handful, but we did, and they're amazing, and I'm sure you're going to love them. For now, I'm off to spend some quality time with my mom and my family in Queensland after 3 whole years of not seeing her. Can you believe it? 3 years. Oh my gosh. I'm going to be doing all the little things that are good for my soul over this period and dreaming up my goals for 2023, which you're going to hear about when I come back in January. I'm so looking forward to reconnecting with you in the new year and bringing you more of the good stuff with Female Startup Club. Welcome back. Here are the 6 quick questions. So question number one is, what's your why? Why are you doing what you're doing every day?
I'm matching people with gut issues to products that help them, right? So it's still matchmaking at its core. It just, my why is solving my own pain problem or my own pain point. And hopefully doing it for lots of others too.
Super cool. Question number two, what's been your favorite marketing moment so far? And if it's the billboard, let's go for second favorite.
It's definitely the billboard. Second favorite marketing moment. This sounds cheesy, but I think the launch of the actual brand. I was so proud of where the brand netted out, and I did not design the brand, right? I love to give credit to the people who did, which is the designers, Sean and Cynthia. I was so proud of that brand when we launched it. I thought it was unlike anything I'd ever seen. And everyone told us not to launch this brand. They said they look like condom wrappers. And everyone loved the brand when we launched it. So for me, it was like, I knew it. It's amazing. I love it. I'm proud of that.
100%. Gosh, thank God you stuck with your gut. Lol. Question number three, what's your go-to business resource if you kind of lean into podcasts, books, or newsletters?
It's 100% my founder group chat. So I have 4 founders in a text group chat, and I think we probably exchange upwards of 100 messages a day. And we're honest with each other, right? So it's a circle of trust where we can say, I'm having a bad sales day. What are you saying on your end? There's no BS. There's no inflating the truth, right? Which happens in all industry, especially like on LinkedIn, right? It's a circle of trust and we all support each other. And founders, right? Their advisors are great. Books are great. All of those are great resources. But when you're really building the business, other founders, I think, are your most valuable resource because they're literally going through it with you, making the same mistakes in real time or slightly ahead of you, slightly behind you. That's been life-saving or life-changing for me in this context.
Amen. Network is so important. The relationships you keep is so important. Question number four is, how do you win the day? What are your AM and PM rituals and habits that keep you feeling happy and successful and motivated?
I like to just work really hard. That's a bad answer, but I'm up at 6. I have to interface with customers many, 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 many times in the day. For me, that's where I feel like I had a successful day. If I'm not talking to customers, I start to notice that I feel panicked and out of the loop and like I don't have a good pulse on the business. So I start the day interacting with customers and I end the day interacting with customers, having actual conversations with them. And I feel like I do a worse job of running the business if I skip those steps.
That's an interesting answer. I love that. It's the first time I've heard that on the show.
I'm sure I'm supposed to say meditate, right? Or take me time, but I don't, you know. Balancing the mom thing with the business thing is challenging, right? I'm super honest about the fact that I think that's really hard to do. So I should mention, like, you know, leaving your computer for a minute and like running downstairs and seeing a child just smile is like really good, quick perspective and gives you some like, gosh, you know, that email or that problem I was worried about upstairs 5 minutes ago is not a big deal. Just saw, you know, my cute, you know, little toddler smile and tell me a funny joke. It's like an amazing reset.
Absolutely. Question number 5 is, what's been your biggest money mistake in the business and how much did it cost?
Yeah. Early on formulation. So it's like a good short story, but again, a example of where we leaned into community. So when we first launched the product, we launched it with stevia, thinking that stevia is low FODMAP, right? Stevia is, you know, our brand goals are low FODMAP, gluten-free, vegan, no sugar, alcohols, fiber, probiotics. So it fit those parameters, we launched the product with stevia and our community hated it. I mean, they told us loud and clear, we hate stevia. We don't want to buy anything with stevia in it. So made a really difficult decision from the hospital to scrap it and reformulate without stevia very early in the business. And so it took me like 5 days of getting those that feedback and those comments in to make the decision. It just, like I said, I don't mind stevia. So it was truly a matter of leaning into what the community told me they cared about. So we tossed product and reformulated without stevia, and the rest is history. People loved it.
Oh my gosh. What was the turnaround time there, like, to reformulate?
We reformulated at production, which 100 out of 100 don't recommend. and our formulator was really amazing, but it was like chaotic phone calls, me from a hospital bed calling her, like, how does it taste? Her sending products to me in an Uber to the hospital. It was in the height of COVID, so my husband having to sneak them into the hospital room so I could taste them. It was horrible, but we turned it around within like 2 days. So, I mean, it sounds really easy just to take stevia out and replace it with something else. Most people, right, who run a CBG business know that's not that easy when you're making something at scale like that in a co-packer. So horrible, hard, but worth it. And we've lost money doing it for sure.
Are you able to share like a figure amount of how much product you would have had to have gotten rid of?
Yeah, it wasn't, it was in the like, we were making smaller runs at that point. Now we make runs of 100,000 units, but at the very, and this was literally the month it launched, we were making runs of like 20 to 30,000 units of product. Still a lot of product, but not what it would be today, which would be catastrophic.
Yeah. I mean, that's still a lot.
At the time it felt huge. Yeah. It's still a lot.
Feels huge to me.
Incredibly risky decision, right?
Yeah.
It was our launch month, right? We were launching that month. So it felt like the worst decision to be making, but looking back, I mean, it was clearly so right, right? It was like literally as soon as stevia was out of the bars, people went crazy for them.
Wow, that's so interesting. Gosh. And last question, question number 6 is, what is just a crazy story you can share, good, bad, or otherwise, from your journey in business so far?
I mean, we've talked about it a couple of times, but like comes to mind. Well, one thing comes to mind, and I sadly can't share much about it, but we filmed a TV show the week we got out of the hospital. And that was a crazy journey in itself, but can't talk about said TV show because it hasn't aired yet. But anyway, so that comes to mind. But I mean, just launching a business from the hospital with all the NICU doctors and nurses and was just an insane situation. Very cool looking back, right? I mean, like the first onesie our baby ever wore was a belly welly onesie. I mean, this like poor baby is like a belly welly baby. But so that was that will go down as wild, wild in the best and worst ways. I mean, my memory of like about to be put under to get this emergency surgery was like telling them that we had to launch the business the next day. It was totally chaotic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They were like, and then I literally woke up and I was like, I need to see my baby. Is she okay? She's okay. Okay. I need my laptop. They probably still think I'm totally like crazy, but it was what it was.
Yeah. I'm sure they're all like your biggest cheerleaders. They're there since inception.
Yeah, they're still some of our best customers, which is cool.
Oh my gosh, Katie, you are crazy and so awesome. And I have loved this chat and everything you're doing. This is so cool. This was awesome. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
I really appreciate you having me. It's been so much fun chatting with you and reliving all this for a minute. You don't do enough of this when you're running it, right? It's just taking that moment to reflect on, even though it's been a very short journey, it's the fun is in kind of, I don't know, examining the journey once in a while and saying, gosh, wow, we've got this far. Okay. One step at a time, one foot in front of the other. Let's do it again. So thank you.
Oh my gosh. You're so welcome. Hey, it's June here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female founder business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources.
And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/hypeclub. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.
Hey, it's June here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female founder business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/hypeclub. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.